Just 16 days remain in the presidential campaign. No poll numbers are needed to know which states are still closely contested. Just check out the barnstorming schedules for President George W. Bush and Senator John Kerry since their debate this past Wednesday evening in Arizona. The president has stumped in Nevada, Oregon, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Florida. He's at the White House today, taking a break from campaigning. Mr. Kerry has campaigned in Iowa, Wisconsin, and Ohio, and he flies to Florida today. We want to put our ears to the ground to get a sense of what's going on around the country, so we call some colleagues. Ken Bunting is executive editor of the Seattle Post-Intelligencer in Washington State, and he's back on the program for another time. Welcome back, Ken.
Great to be back with you, Leanne.
DJ Tice is the state political editor of the Minneapolis Star Tribune, and he joins us on the show for the first time. Welcome, DJ.
Thank you, Leanne. Good to be here.
And another newcomer is Kathy Obradovich. She's the political editor of the Des Moines Register. Welcome to you, Kathy.
Nice to be here.
Kathy, I'm going to start with you. Iowa seems to have been inundated by presidential contenders since the beginning of time. Are people sick of it all?
Well, some of us are getting a little weary, I can say that. But I think that the people in Iowa really love to see the candidates. They're loving all of the attention. What they're not necessarily loving is all the political ads, although only a few weeks left of that.
So DJ Tice in Minnesota, Minnesota is also up for grabs. Are Minnesotans sick of it all, or are they talking politics?
It does get a little bit wearying, but it's really quite a new experience for Minnesota, which has not been a battleground state in a long time, but considered a safe Democratic state. I am sure this year we have had more visits from candidates and their families and their surrogates than we've had in the past five or six presidential elections combined. So it's a brand new experience for us, and you know, it's a little bit flattering, but by this time in the campaign, it does get a little bit wearying.
Ken Bunting, Washington State, isn't as hotly contested, but does it seem like the presidential campaign is a distant phenomenon, or are people actually paying close attention?
People are still paying close attention, but we're sort of missing a lot of the action now. I mean, earlier in the campaign, the candidates thought that Washington might be a battleground state, and they were concentrating a lot more on us and visiting more often, but it seems now that both camps have reached the conclusion that we're likely going to end up blue, a Kerry state, and, you know, we're watching, but we're watching it on TV.
So, Ken, what seems to be foremost in people's minds?
Well, I think, like the rest of the country, Iraq's the biggest issue, but it's an issue that must be worrying the Kerry camp. It seems to be turning on emotion. I think the for one thing, Americans just tend to support the president and our fighting forces in times of war. At the same time, you know, every time Kerry points out that the reasons for going to war haven't played out, or that things aren't as rosy in Iraq as the president portrays them, or even that there appears that there wasn't a connection between al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein directly, you know, he alienates as many voters as he turns on.
Kathy Obradovich, do you have the impression that candidates are speaking to voters' concerns in Iowa?
I think they are. I mean, Iowans have often gotten the rap that they're not all that representative of the rest of the country when it comes to being first in the nation and choosing to nominate. But really, all through the campaign, Iowans have been expressing the same kinds of concerns about issues as we've been hearing from people around the country. Iraq and the war on terror has been pretty much number one. The economy and jobs pretty much close second when we poll voters on what issues are important to them. And health care is a big part of that economic concern. So, you know, that's really the main issues that we're hearing the candidates talk about.
Mm. DJ Tice, what's voter reaction in Minnesota to the stump speeches from Senator Kerry and President Bush?
Well, I think there's a lot of passionate feeling about the campaign. Frankly, I think we have noticed that people are more certain about who they're against than who they're for. But that's particularly true, I think, of Senator Kerry's support, that really his most important quality to people is that he's not George Bush, and that's true of both his supporters and his opponents. Bush has some enthusiastic support, but a lot of people who will be voting for Senator Kerry appear to be primarily voting against President Bush, and they also feel very strongly.
Ralph Nader is on the ballot in Minnesota, as well
yes.
as in Iowa and Washington. DJ, is Nader campaigning in Minnesota?
No, we have not seen him, and his ground game doesn't seem to be particularly vigorous. All the same, most of the polls show him getting 1 or 2%, which is certainly a drop-off from what he got in 2000, but still potentially enough to make a difference.
Kathy Obradovich, has Ralph Nader shown up to campaign in Iowa?
He has been here a few times, and because Iowa is absolutely skin tight right now, he does have the potential to make a difference here. Most polls show him possibly taking a percentage point away from Kerry. In some cases, he's pulled as much as 2%, and in that case, he still only takes about a percentage point away from Kerry, but as close as it's been, it could be a factor.
And Ken Bunting, how about in Washington State?
He was here last week. I think the perception now is that he won't have an impact. Kerry has enough of a lead here in Washington State to carry the state, even with Nader on the ballot. He's probably likely to have more of an impact in another northwestern state, Oregon.
Mm. DJ, if we weren't talking about presidential politics, what would be in the center of the radar screens in Minnesota?
The approach of winter, I would say, which today doesn't look very far off.
Ken Bunting in Seattle, other than presidential politics, what's on the people's minds in Washington State?
Well, as always, the economy, and you know that's related to the presidential race, but Boeing and its downsizing and its ethics problems are always on people's minds here in Washington, and then the technical economy.
Kathy Obradovich in Iowa, what's on people's minds there, other than the presidential race?
Also here, the economy is an issue. We've got, of course, farmers getting their crops in, and a lot of people talking about the schools, and again, relates to federal policy, but the No Child Left Behind Act is on people's minds, and health care and the Medicare laws.
Kathy Obradovich is the political editor for the Des Moines Register. DJ Tice is the state political editor for the Minneapolis Star Tribune. And Ken Bunting is the executive editor of the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. Thank you all.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great being with you.